Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Dalet A. Note, given the length of this perek, it was split into two shiurim. This perek discusses Yonasan's defeat of the Plishtim. As we have seen in the previous perek, Yonasan's assassination of the Plishtim leader left the Plishtim furious with Yisrael. Yisrael had no weapons, and only 600 men were with Shaul, as the rest of Yisrael had went into hiding from fear of the Plishtim. And Pasuk Aleph, Vayihi Hayom Vayomer Yonasan ben Shaul El Hanar Nose Caleb. That was on that day where Yonasan, the son of Shaul, said to his attendant, L'cha v'navra el matzav plishtim, asher me'eber alaz, let's go and cross into the camp of the plishtim. L'avid lo higid, and he did not tell his father. Shaul was located outside Gibeah. Shaul was with 600 men, and with Achia ben Achitov, Achi Ichavod ben Pinchas. Achia was now the king Shaul would turn to ask Hashem from the Urim V'Tumim. Yonasan had left at night, and the people were unaware that Yonasan had left with his attendant. Note, from the moment Yonasan goes to battle, the Navi refers to Yonasan as Yehonasan, adding an additional hey to his name. This is a clear indication that Yonasan was indeed following the Ratzon of Hashem, the divine will. In order to reach the Plishtim, Yonasan and attendant would have to traverse the side of a cliff that overlooked Michmash, where the Plishti army was located. Yonasan chose the seemingly more dangerous route because he had complete trust in Hashem, as it says in Pasuk Vav, Ulay Yaseh Hashem Lanu, Ki Ein Hashem Ma'atzo Le'ashir Baro Umet U'o B'me'at. Perhaps Hashem will be with us, because Hashem has the ability to save whether we're a little bit or whether we're a lot. Note, this is one of the many places throughout Nach where we see the greatness of Hashem. Hashem has the ability to save us regardless of how bad or pessimistic our situation looks, especially in the battlefront, as we've seen over and over again throughout Nach. Again here, Yonasan and attendant will miraculously win the war, which in return shows Hashem's great love for Am Yisrael. Yonasan and attendant devise a plan before crossing. If the Plishtim were to spot Yonasan and tell him to wait until they take him, they will wait. But if the Plishtim tell Yonasan to come down to the Plishti camp, then Yonasan and attendant will know it's a sign from Hashem they will be successful in battle. The Plishtim spotted Yonasan and attendant. The Plishtim shouted, "Come to us. We have something to tell you." Yonasan understood this as a sign Hashem will deliver the enemy into his hand. Yonasan wiped out a large amount of Plishtim. The Plishtim were gripped by fear and terror, as it says in Pasuk Tezvav, "V'tirgez ha'aretz v'tihi l'charados Elokim." The ground shook and fear. The fear of Hashem gripped the Plishtim. Shaul's lookout men saw what was happening in the Plishti camp. Shaul was uncertain as to what was happening. Shaul was informed that Yonasan was missing from the camp and had gone forth to battle. Shaul wanted Achia to consult with the Urim V'Tumim to see what he should do. However, Shaul sent Achia back as the Plishti armor grew greater. The Abar Panel adds, again, we see Shaul's impatience. First, by not waiting for Shmuel, and second, by sending Achia back and not consulting Hashem first. This made it fitting for Shaul to lose the kingdom. Pasuk Chaf and Pasuk Chaf Aleph, which is the ending by the middle of the perek, many of Yisrael now had come out of hiding to help Shaul win the battle. Hashem delivered the Plishtim into the hands of Yisrael. We will continue and finish the perek in the next year, Mir Tashem. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.